While many of us were getting ready for our holiday weekend last Friday afternoon, Governor Snyder announced his veto of a road funding bill that would have given some financial relief to 45 large cities. Senate Bill 557 was sponsored by Republican Senator Marty Nolenberg of Troy. It was unanimously approved by the House and the Senate, kind of remarkable in and of itself. It would have repealed a requirement that larger cities pay for part of the state's cost for highway construction projects within their borders. But the governor hauled out his veto power to whack the road bill. Let's talk about what might be going on here as we say hello to Zach Gorchow of Gongwer News Service. Good to have you with us, Zach.
Great to be here. Thanks.
This is an interesting turn, isn't it, in the debate over who's driving the car in Lansing, the governor or the legislature. What are your thoughts?
You know, it was just surprising to see the governor decide to take a stand on this. Now, his Department of Transportation had said it opposed this bill, but when a bill passes unanimously like this, sometimes then the governor says, well, we tried, we didn't win this one, we're going to sign it. But he decided he was going to take a stand on this. You know, the governor, for 6 years really, almost 6 years now, has been pushing for reforming the state's basic road funding formula. And there has really been no interest in the legislature in going down that path. And I think it has frustrated the governor. And as he put it in his veto message, he saw this bill as a piecemeal way of changing the road funding formula and called for, again, an overall look at it.
So he's saying, nah, I want the big change, to change that road funding law, that old one that goes back to 1951.
Right. And the formula has been tweaked over the years. Now, it is a public act from 1951, and it's commonly known around Lansing as PA 51 of 1951. But it has been changed over the years, where 39% of the funding goes to the state, 39% to counties, and the remaining 22% to cities and villages. There's communities that love this formula, and there's communities that don't like it. The divide is pretty much between populous areas, non-populous areas. You know, if you're in a community with big roads that are 4 and 5 lanes on each side, you probably don't like this formula. If you're in a community with a lot of 2-lane roads, you like this formula. It works out well for you.
Well, to that point, Senator Marty Nolenberg's from Troy, and that city's expected to have to pay over $9 million chipping in for that monster billion-dollar state project that we're going to be seeing in years to come to widen I-75 in Oakland County, and Royal Oaks also in his district, and they're supposed to fork over more than $4 million. So there's more than 13 million reasons right there why Senator Nolenberg is saying he feels very furious and very betrayed. What kind of political price might the governor pay for enraging legislators in his own party, making them feel so betrayed?
Well, it's never a good idea to create enemies. And clearly, Senator Nolenberg was really agitated about this. He said he didn't see this coming. That is always a concern. And look, it takes 2/3 majorities in the House and Senate to override the governor. And obviously the votes to do that are there. So the governor has gambled here that the leadership in the House and Senate, which is, of course, Republican, being a Republican legislature, would not inflict the indignity of a veto override on him. And maybe they won't. You know, so far, the goal seems to be in the Senate, can we come up with a new bill that placates the governor's concerns and deals with this issue? I'm not sure that there is, unless the governor's willing to just say never mind on the whole idea of his overall road funding formula reform.
What does this episode say to us about Rick Snyder's relationship with the legislature and really about his overall approach to governing and lawmaking?
So one of the big differences with this bill that I think could have prompted the governor's irritation at it is it does deal with money. And as we know, the number one priority of the Snyder administration is budgeting and finances. There's about $4 million a year at stake here over the next 5 years that would come out of the Michigan Department of Transportation's budget to pay for local governments, cities specifically, big cities, no longer having to pay a share of these big state trunk line road projects. And, you know, it does fit into that Snyder dynamic that there's so many things where he will sign and say, well, I wanted to be a good partner with the legislature here, even though I, you know, wasn't a fan of this idea or it wasn't my idea. But you push him on finances or money, and he tends to react much more strongly than he would on other issues. This could be a tipping point. I don't know that it will be, but certainly if the legislature were to override the governor on this, it would just sort of be another sign that the second term seems to be more the legislature driving the agenda.
Zach Gorchow with Gongwer News Service. Always great to get your insights, Zach. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.